much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to head up to our nation's capital right off the bat and talk with Pete Medhurst, who is a sports talk radio host with 106.7 The Fan up in the D.C. area. He's also the play-by-play voice of the Naval Academy, and he joins us by phone. Pete, how are you?
George, always good to be heard in one of my favorite cities, the home, of course, of those Lipscomb Bisons who have been a regular participant on the Navy basketball schedule here of late. How are you today?
Doing good. Nice plug there.
I love it over at Lipscomb. Every time we've played there, they've been very gracious hosts. Unfortunately, they've beaten us because they've had pretty good teams over the last couple of years. But
yeah.
I know my guy Bill Muir and the family are loving life. They got kids at the Naval Academy, and it's a good, great city. And hopefully we can all be talking about basketball by the time winter's coming around.
Amen. You know why we've got you on today, this whole Redskin removal of that name, and I guess the removal of the logo as well. When all is said and done, how do people feel in the nation's capital about this?
I think overall, the diehard fans of the team are disappointed. They, because of what the Redskins have done on the field, there's a historical portion of good play. Certainly, you know, people above the age of 40 are familiar with the great run that Joe Gibbs had in the 80s. Even George Allen in the 70s had a terrific run of at least success. They were contending all the time. And pretty much after Coach Gibbs resigned the first time in 91, the team has virtually, you know, sputtered since then, and certainly under Dan Snyder's stewardship, no matter how much money he's thrown at this thing, he just hasn't been able to get consistent traction with it. And it's because that, you know, the on-field success has been lacking. You got a lot of people that, you know, basically are mad at Dan, and perhaps this is Dan's way of trying to get some peace and goodwill based on our society now in 2020. Getting rid of a name that there are a section of folks think is a racial slur toward folks of Native American heritage. So it's time to be a listener, and it's time to maybe forge a new direction, new name and new logo, and see where it goes for this football franchise. But I would say overall, people, Redskins fans are very disappointed that they're not going to be able to call their team Redskins anymore.
For a long time, there was a belief that this would be done over Snyder's dead body. When do you think he really mentally said, okay, I can handle this?
I think within the last 6 months, he has seen the business side of this speak much louder than anything. Fred Smith, his guy in Memphis with Federal Express, who's got FedEx on the stadium, and his, Fred's one of the minority owners of the team, group of a couple that own 40% of the franchise. And Fred and others have spoken out and said, hey, you know what? I mean, things have not gone well here, and we need to start looking at things more closely. And obviously FedEx, Nike not selling the product, Walmart and Target have pulled the Redskins product, Dick's Sporting Goods is pulling the Redskins product off of the shelves. And if those folks in business are the ones speaking the loudest, George, you know, in sports, the almighty dollar is still what determines everything that we do. That's why we're still trying to play the NBA in Orlando, the NHL in Toronto and Edmonton. There's a reason why MLS is trying to play right now in Orlando. I mean, it's about the almighty dollar. How can we still earn as much money? How can players be paid salaries? And for Dan, the people in the business community spoke the loudest, and you know, those are the ones. We can talk about fans, we can talk about players, But when it comes to the almighty dollar and the bottom line, that's what speaks the loudest. That spoke very loudly here to Dan over the last 6 months. And you're right. Back in 2013, he spoke loudly. He said, you can write it down in bold print. I will never change the name. Well, as 2020 has shown us, both in life outside of sports and within sports, it's time to listen. It's time to respect. And in this case, for Dan Snyder, it's time to move in a different direction.
Do you think there's a scenario where the NFL said to him, listen, we know this isn't something you want to do, but it's the right thing to do. And in return, if you get this stadium at RFK, which obviously is what he wants, we'll give you a Super Bowl.
I think it would depend on, A, what kind of stadium he built. I don't think the NFL is going to be into that East Coast outdoor experience after what happened at the Meadowlands. But I will say this. Dan Snyder getting that stadium at RFK on that site is not a sure thing. There are many on that council in D.C. now that want to do retail and homes with it. It's the only plot of land left within the D.C. city limits that you can actually build something on, because in D.C. there are restrictions on how high you can build. So in this case, it's Eleanor Holmes Norton, the congresswoman from the nation's capital, who joined us on our station last week, said even though she would support that land being used for a football stadium if the Redskins change the name, there are many on that D.C. City Council who have to make that decision who are eyeing that land for something else. And one of the biggest supporters of sports in the district, Jack Evans, had some issues, lost his position, was thrown out of office, and then lost an opportunity for re-election. So a lot of advocates that you would have thought would have made it a sure thing are no longer there for Dan, and there's still no guarantee that that stadium is going to get built on the RFK site. I would not be surprised if behind the scenes the owners did, you know, make some kind of deal, and they love new stadiums. They've tried to reward anybody that's built a new stadium at some point along the way in ways, you know, that they could. If it's an indoor stadium, sure, you could award Dan a potential Super Bowl that way. But I don't think the NFL dictated to Dan that he had to change the name, but because of the revenue sharing involved, they are supporting him in terms of changing the name because, again, they know what it means in terms of merchandise sales. As soon as you put new merchandise out there, a lot of people are going to start to buy a lot more than they've been buying here in D.C. lately.
Pete Medhurst is with us from 106.7 The Fan up in the Washington, D.C. area. Watson, what do you got for him?
Pete, from what I read, and there are people out there this morning that think that Dan was Snyder was taking one last shot at giving up the Redskin name. He didn't say we're now not the Redskins. It basically, he said, when we come up with a new name, the Redskin name will be gone. He sent the release out with still Redskin stuff on the letter. Do you think there's any truth to that? I've seen quite a few different people say that this morning.
Now, I think that's just I don't think there's any chance he keeps the name now. Basically, what he's had to do, because the names that he wants, and one of the names that he wants to consider strongly, it appears as if Red Wolves, Red Tails, and Warriors would be your three finalists if you're looking at this thing and you do all the homework on the trademark stuff. There is litigation still open right now between Arkansas State and Chattanooga SC of the USL, the United Soccer League, because Chattanooga decided they wanted to use Red Wolves. Now, that doesn't preclude Dan from using it. Dan could simply call Arkansas State and say, hey, you and I serve two completely different fan bases. It's not going to confuse anybody, you know, with us using Red Wolves at the professional level, whatever. And they could come to some sort of coexistent agreement. I think Red Wolves, because of all the social media publicity here in the D.C. area of late, has become a main contender. I think we all thought it was going to be Warriors. They applied for the trademark for Warriors back on December the 19th, and Warriors would have been the leader in the clubhouse up until now. I do believe Red Wolves is a serious contender. Some of the mock-ups you see, even from fans who've drawn it up, you can really make some cool-looking stuff using the R. They could use that famed hashtag, HTTR, which has been so instrumental on their social media. So I do believe the name is changing. Basically, you know, he said that they are retiring the name, but until he can get the trademark stuff done, they're not going to choose or announce another name, which is smart business, at least in this case. So it's just a matter of how fast they can get a trademark situation declared, and obviously at that point work up a mock-up for uniforms and logos, which I'm sure behind the scenes have already been made. They just got to choose one and go forward with it.
I first thought, Pete, that this would be tough on him being this late with the season about to start and to have to change. But in some ways, especially if he gets some of the people back, if FedEx comes back, if Nike, the different people come back, I'm not sure he couldn't sell a ton of stuff with his new logo and get it out there. But he also might sell a lot of his Redskins stuff knowing that it's going to be gone and that everybody won't be much of that anymore. So he might come out of this smelling like a rose.
No, from a business standpoint, it makes total sense. There's no question about it. I mean, right now you go to Fanatics on that website, and a lot of Redskins merchandise is being offered at discounted prices. Very rarely can you get a Darryl Green, Mitchell and Ness jersey. You know, right now, basically it's $40 off or $50 off, and there's some other stuff that's discounted right now. So he and the NFL are going to make out like bandits in this thing no matter what. So from that standpoint, you know, get that new gear out there, and you know as soon as you get it out there, it's going to sell. It might take a little while longer for the new stuff to really pick up some momentum, but you know what? Wherever people can find the remainders of that Redskins gear, they're certainly going to do that. And if you've got some stuff that you're holding on to and you may want to get rid of it at some point, quite frankly, you're probably holding on to a gold mine, depending on what you may have out there that diehard Redskin collectors at some point are going to want.
And my last thing, Pete, I really like the thought of Red Tails because that was the Tuskegee Airmen, and I thought that could settle a lot of wounds. But I guess that's also hard to come up with what's your logo going to look like and some of those things. So that one might be a little tougher than Red Wolves in that way.
Sentimentally to me, that would make me very happy because I grew up playing baseball as a young kid in the front yard of Leroy Battle, who was one of the Tuskegee Airmen. His front yard served as Holt Field for us playing Little League baseball in my area growing up. So sentimentally, I would love for that because knowing you know, some of the intimate history, his wife was the principal at our local elementary school here. So for me, that I would support that 150%. But you're right. What's the logo? Maybe an airplane of some sort, a mock-up of the plane maybe that they flew while in combat. It's always a possibility, but you know, when they have filed a trademark for that. I mean, like I said, Red Wolves, Red Tails, and Warriors are the three that they've, you know, filed a trademark to. It's yet to have been announced whether they're going to let the fans get involved in any part of this, but it would be interesting to see. The fans got involved in naming the Wizards when they changed from Bullets. That was a disaster. So I'm not sure if you want to let the fans get involved in this where you say, we're going to take the fans' vote. You may not like what they vote for. You know, depending on what they come up with. So I think Dan and Ron Rivera are going to make this decision, whatever it is, and we'll see.
Okay.
Pete, I'm going to go down this road with you and just kind of let you take it where you want. With the Redskins' name being retired now, and that's kind of the first domino to fall in the culture that we're seeing right now, where do you think it goes next, and how far does this go?
Look, I think, you know, the question will become for Dan in this standpoint. You know, he is big. He always has the alumni come back. And I do believe he is going to hold on to that portion of the Redskins heritage. He's going to refer to those players as Redskins. They're always going to be Redskins. So I don't think he's going to totally let go of what that means to the franchise. He grew up being a fan of the team. I mean, how many of us would love to be so wealthy that we could have enough money to buy the team that we rooted for growing up? But if you look around the league, and here is where some of the Redskins fans have reached out. If we are going to be
as they like to say, is politically correct, in this case where we wipe out Redskins, if you deep dive on names like Vikings, Buccaneers, Raiders, things of that nature, those names have some negative connotation with the actions of the people that were involved. Do we go that far to where we have to eventually petition those teams to change their names? I'm not sure that it gets that far, but Grant and I talked about this on our show today, and I truly believe this in some way. If the Redskins weren't such a train wreck of a team on the field, I'm not sure we're having this discussion today, because Dan Snyder is an easy guy to dislike because the on-field portion of this franchise right now is just not very good. If this team was good, I'm not sure we're still having this discussion here today the way we are. I'm not sure we would have seen a press release dictating that they are going to change the name of the team. Right now, the franchise value and in terms of its perception is at an all-time low. From a business standpoint, the franchise is worth more than it's ever been in its life. So Dan's not selling, and at that point, he had to come up with something now to make himself and the organization look more positive, because everything right now around the organization just happens to look like a black cloud, and you've got to try and get out from underneath of that before it rains on you.
I guess my next question would be this. You said that a lot of the old-time Redskins fans don't necessarily like the name change. What's been the sentiment from a lot of the old-time Redskin players, John Riggins, Doug Williams, Darryl Green, Sonny Jurgensen? Have any of those guys spoken one way or the other about the name change?
Not really, to be completely honest with you. I think they're all proud of the heritage of what they built as people within the football franchise. But I do believe when you talk to people like Darryl and Doug, Doug has seen this league at its worst in terms of race relations back in the 70s when he started out. Obviously, as a collegiate player at Grambling, Doug has seen the good and bad life has to offer, and I think those guys respect what Dan is doing. From a standpoint that the name does have a racial slur connotation toward Native Americans. And I think those guys, while they appreciate their heritage and what they accomplished as a player under that name, they respect Dan for taking this bold step as it is to correct something that right now people feel is a racial slur against Native American people.
Pete, really appreciate you taking the time to come on with us on short notice. Glad that the hospitality has been so good over at Lipscomb, and I'll pass that on to them. I know they'd appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys having me. Have a super day.
Pete Medhurst from 106.7 The Fan up in the D.C. area joining us here on the show. Good interview with him. I will open up. We've got a couple of phone lines that are available right now. If any of you want to get in, whether it's to discuss this issue or whatever may be on your mind, let me hear from you. 844-5600 is the number. If you get in now, we'll get to you pretty quickly. And when we come back, the other thing we'll do is discuss a little of what Taylor Lewan put out there earlier today that I think will have people saying he's right. Stay tuned.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
At Slim Chickens, we're known for our 100% all-natural buffalo wings. Fresh, delicious, and fried to perfection. Now available in two new dry rub flavors. Our house favorite, Cayenne Ranch, blends cool with a kick of cayenne. And lemon pepper brings tangy zest and a punch of black pepper. But hurry, get them while you can. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or ordering online, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Six is the time. Earlier this weekend, Tennessee Titans offensive lineman Taylor Lewan went on Twitter with a series of comments, and I'm going to read a couple of them to you. Number one, watching UFC and how well they have handled the pandemic, I can't help but think that the NFL has more resources and a lot more money to figure out us playing this year. What are your thoughts? That was tweet number one. Number two, each team quarantined to a hotel camp style. Families can have visitations once a month, weekly, biweekly. A family day. Family members will be tested and allowed in once the tests come back negative. Terry, what he's really getting to is sort of the NFL's cavalier attitude, which is, by God, we're playing, and if you don't think so, just ask our shield.
Yeah, I think so. But I think he's on to something when he says that, goes on to say that the league, you know, kind of owes it to fans to play, you know, no matter what. He says we can do more this year by giving people the game. This isn't about politics. It's about doing what's right. And I think he's correct there, in large part because, you know, this was the same argument that was thrown out there from Major League Baseball that said, hey, why don't you guys get back and give people some entertainment, you know, that something they should have been doing a month ago as opposed to starting at the end of July. I think Lewan is onto something here, saying that people want to see football in some shape or fashion and that the players can, you know, do a good service to the people of America by giving them some form of entertainment.
Well, is there also, guys, a little bit of now that it's gotten closer, that number one, the players are a little more worried because the NFL's just sort of come out with this, by God, we're going to play and you can take it to the bank. Well, that was easier to say a few months ago, but now all of a sudden the stakes are higher. The virus numbers, unfortunately, are higher. And, you know, just because you throw up that NFL shield, the coronavirus isn't going to go, oh, that's the NFL. We better go away. I mean, it doesn't work that way. And so all of a sudden, they're on the clock. And I wonder if there's a little bit of, ooh, we really don't have any better answers than anybody else has.
It's a good question and a fair point. I think, you know, we saw how college football put on the brave face and said that they were going to, you know, play, and now that's starting to crumble before our eyes, and you wonder if the same thing could happen with the NFL.
So, Watson, as we get closer to what everybody thought was the sure thing, it doesn't look as sure as it did.
Well, you're right, George. The numbers have gone way up. That's the first thing. But the NFLPA has thrown questions out there. The starting tackle of the Bucks has said he's not sure if he's even going to play. We've had two head coaches come out and strongly, the Ravens coach basically saying, what's in place? This, to me, this ain't going to work. And then we had the Bucks coach say, the players are going to catch this. How serious are we going to take it when they do? So there's cracks everywhere, and I think Taylor is basically, first time I've really patted him on the back. I've been hard on him the last year, but I think basically he's trying to say, look, guys, we want to play here. Let's come up with ways to do this to where we as players feel more comfortable. And honestly, that's the only way, because that's exactly what the NHL has done and the NBA has done and soccer has done. Baseball has not. And yet they're not playing yet either. But, you know, I think Taylor's saying that might be the only way we feel comfortable as players is to be locked up and make sure that we can't get it from somebody else. And we know when we go to play somebody, they've been locked up too.
Terry, do you think that what he put out there has the support of his union?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, the NFL, as you know, George, the NFL Players Association talks a good game, but they don't often back it up. And I think, you know, I think the union probably has some concerns, some fears about this, but, you know, Taylor Lewan wouldn't be the first guy to sidestep the union and break ranks with an opinion that is contrary to what the people at the union put out there.
Well, let me take it a step farther. I don't think anybody is in love with the concept of the bubble.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's a last resort. It's either this way or no way at all, probably.
Would they support it in a vote?
I think so, and here's why I think so. I think when you've seen labor unrest in the NFL in the past, you know, it's because they have such a short window of opportunity to earn money. It's not like baseball or basketball. There are only a handful of guys who play 12 to 15 years in the NFL. You know, the average career lasts about 3 years, if that. And I think most of these guys, if they look at it, they probably say, hey, I got to play while I'm in my prime, or this opportunity may be gone and may not come back.
So, Watson, obviously all of the leagues are watching each other. And the MLS has gotten underway. Now, it's had some hiccups. And I guess they've been fortunate enough that around the country, you know, I don't know how much care there is in whether Dallas got the boot, Nashville got the boot because of the coronavirus. They would probably be a lot, you know, there'd be a lot more outcry if Major League Baseball had to do the same thing to the Yankees as opposed to Nashville SC or Dallas. So what's your gut feeling off what you've seen so far as what they're seeing and what they're learning out of this?
I still think there's going to be some change within the NFL before they come in. The NFL is going to have to show the players some more ways to protect them than there is now. That's what I think. I think that's what Bruce Arians was getting at. Guys, we can't just say, okay, you got the virus, go sit out. One of them gets really sick and dies. We can't go there. This is not right to do this. So I think there's going to be more to it. Taylor brought up a piece that also made sense to me that I hadn't thought about. He said, I know we're 6 months where these others are 2 or 3 months. And could we be quarantined in a hotel for 6 months? That's tough. And he's dead on with that one. He said, if the rest of the country is suffering, we can suffer too, was his comment. It just didn't sound like Taylor to me. It was very sharp, well thought out, in my opinion. And now if they go that route, I don't know. I do think, George, there will be some change. There's got to be more coming.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have a lot of players, in my opinion, not show up before this whole thing is said and done.
Terry, do you think the NFL is so stubborn in its, by God, we will play, we're the NFL, or do you think they know there's going to have to be more change before they get started?
I think deep down, whether they would admit it publicly or not, I think they know there's going to have to be a lot more precaution. There's going to have to be some change. There may not be a 16-game schedule. There may be a 12-game schedule. We just don't know yet. I think, you know, one of the things that I've heard is, you know, that I texted with somebody with the Titans over the weekend just about training camp, and he said things will be a lot different, you know, that there's going to be a lot of different changes that are going to have to be made just there. So you know if there's changes that are going to have to be made to that realm of it in terms of just media coverage and all, you know that there's, you know, a lot more concern about player safety as it relates to the virus.
844-5600 is the number. We'll open up lines and go wherever it is you may want to go if this is the topic. Great. If not, feel free to get in on whatever may be on your mind. Mike and Melrose, you are up next.
Good afternoon. Well, I'm going to switch it over to baseball, but before I do, I cannot believe y'all did not get the nickname that does not match at all from the team about 200 miles west of us here.
Help me. Where are you going?
The Memphis Grizzlies. There's not exactly too many grizzly bears in Memphis, are there?
No. No, there are a lot of places you can throw that thing out there. But you're right, that's a good one.
Hey, on the baseball, us getting Major League Baseball here someday possibly, I was downtown over the weekend, just went over there and kind of walked around, and man, that's going to be a tight fit over there. I guess they figured it out, but it's going to be quite a tight fit. I mean, it looks like it's going to be trapped in there by two bridges. I can't imagine them tearing a bridge down. Do you think that it's a bad thing, but, and I'm all for it if they get it, but they're kind of pushing the whole Negro League scene and calling the stars and having minority ownership. Do you think they're kind of going to use that to try to help chances of getting a team here?
Well, in fairness to them, Mike, they started down that road before this movement after the George Floyd murder. Yeah, they were on that track well before that. So, I mean, I have to take them on their word that they're sincere as far as what it is, you know, their desires are for the franchise. Guys, he raises a really good issue about the stadium because where this has all been put, and Mike, help me with this, in the renderings that they have put out there, they have the baseball stadium essentially next door to Nissan Stadium, correct?
That is correct, and there's just, you know, there's a street right there, and then there's one little lot, But then on the other side, there's the two. There's the Shelby Avenue walking bridge, and then there's the pedestrian, or the other bridge, Korean Memorial Bridge. I don't know if that's the spot they're looking for, or, I mean, they haven't, I don't even think the city's approved giving them that land or anything.
No, listen, I think a lot of this right now is just a lot of speculation. Because, first of all, unless COVID really changes how the owners feel, Major League Baseball isn't anywhere close to expansion. If you take them by their word, until the Oakland and the Tampa Bay Stadium situations are solved, there's not going to be anything to talk about, which, oh, by the way, might be in this ownership's favor, because this city hadn't got the money to build another stadium. Not when you're raising property taxes by 33%. I mean, that is a big old chunk to be raising, which indicates a level of seriousness about revenue. Our city's in no position right now to be building a stadium.
Well, it's supposed to be all pretty much privately funded, you know. I mean, you know how that goes. And same with the soccer stadium. It's supposed to be pretty much private money. But, you know, they're gonna eventually ask for some help, I would think, whether it be just for the land, which is what they did for the soccer stadium.
Yeah. Well, I'll let these guys talk about it. Mike, appreciate the call.
All right. Have a good one.
If either of you want to chime in, do so.
Well, want me to go, Terry? I'll take off
question
and I'll let you have it quick. There's so many question marks out there, George, that I'm not sure this COVID stuff don't help them a little bit. Get some time to get organized even more, exactly where their money's coming from. I agree with you. I can't see the city throwing a lot of dollars in building a stadium. Our lovely mayor is throwing these property taxes on us. That's big now. I mean, that's a huge hunk. And then turn around and say he's going to build a stadium. That might do him in. So I think that he's going to have to back off from anything like that.
Well, let me say this. In light of the way that things have gone in Nashville of late with Mayor Cooper and some of the decisions and the property tax and all that, don't you think that if Major League Baseball got its ducks in a row and if this group got its ducks in a row and they put together some sort of competent offer, for expansion or relocation of the A's or the Rays, wouldn't you expect maybe that one of the counties around, surrounding counties might be more inclined to step up and say, hey, put the team here? I mean, could you see I could see the team in Franklin or Hendersonville or
sure,
even Murfreesboro. I think that might be more doable than something in downtown Nashville given the current climate in the city's political landscape.
Yeah, here's the other thing, guys, and maybe this is just my opinion on it and nothing more than that, but it seems to me like this potential ownership group is going to have to, 18 months from now, when the baseball winter meetings are in Nashville in December of 21, they want an audience, and that audience obviously is MLB, and they're probably going to get it given that they're the host city. But at that point, MLB is going to ask them, who's got the pockets here? Who's got the money? Who are we talking about? Because as of this moment, maybe they have that answer, but it doesn't sound like they do.
You're right. If they do have that person with the deep pockets, they've not been forthcoming in terms of revealing who it is. My guess is they're still adding and gathering and trying to put the group together rather than someone with real deep pockets who hasn't come forward yet.
Watson, this just in, the pockets are not mine. On that sobering note, we'll go to the break and we'll be back.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 91 with the north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 68. And tomorrow sunny with a high near 93 with calm winds becoming northeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
347, and let's go right to the phones. Clay on line two, welcome in.
George, how you doing?
I'm good. Hope you are.
I'm all right. Watson?
How are you, Clay?
How are you, big boy? I got you that time.
You love it, don't
not
you?
Not to leave out Mr. Titan. Hello to Terry as well.
How are you, Clay?
I'm doing good. George, I want to hammer a little more on this Vanderbilt thing, and I heard you say basically who all passionate Vanderbilt fans like myself can thank for this dismantling of all the athletes. You said the guy's name is Steven Ertle. Is that correct?
Yes.
I mean, I second what you say the other day, George. I mean, the way they did this, just the way they handled this, it does suck. And I mean, football, you know, this is mainly affecting football and men's basketball as far as the ones that, you know, matter the most. Football, you know, throughout my life, I guess Vandy's been to 8 bowl games in my lifetime because I wasn't alive when they went to the Gator Bowl in 55. But to me, the really loser in this thing is men's basketball, George, because you and I have gone in Memorial Gym for a long time. And I realized that, you know, it's not the only game in town and more, but back when we were kids and up until, you know, maybe even 5-10 years ago, when that place was full and they were playing a nationally ranked team or they were playing Kentucky or they were playing Tennessee, it was as good an atmosphere as you could find in college basketball. I mean, when that place was rocking, it was really, really fun. And the last several years, I've got to be honest, when I've gone to games, it just hadn't been the same.
No.
So it seems, you know, that they screwed this one up themselves and they just don't seem to care. And I think that's very, very sad.
Well, I think, Clay, what it's really going to get down to is whether Greg Sankey will do the dirty deed here for the fans and basically force the university's hand one way or the other. I don't look for Sankey to do it. Shame on him if he won't, because he's got all the power, because he's the one writing the $46 million check. But at some point, this new guy, Dearmeyer, is going to get asked, you know, for something more than just, you know, lip service. And eventually we're going to find out, is this guy serious, or was he given the mandate to basically continue down this road of we don't really give a damn?
What's the baseball guy's name that you have on, George? Danny, what's his last name?
Danny Evans.
And you asked him the other day about Tim Corbin.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it, when you ask him, you know, let's say Tim Corbin wins another College World Series at Vanderbilt, but, you know, their attitude stays pretty much the same. I could see him listening to a Major League Baseball organization. I really could.
Well, I'll say this, Clay. He has all the power right now, because if he were to come out and say, look, I'm not stupid, I see what's going on, I'm not pleased with it, therefore I'm out the door, you might as well close up shop on that thing. If Corbin ever does that, it's dead.
I would agree.
Thanks for the call.
Have a good day, guys.
Y'all disagree with that at all?
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. Something's got to give, and they can't keep talking about this down the road and that down the road, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. This just speeds everything up to me. It's first thing that happens when we get a new president and this is thrown out to the public, and I don't care what the inside is, the image that they threw out there, George, is not a positive. So that's on them. I mean, they can correct that or explain it or whatever, but gracious, it's who knows what's on the inside. We sure don't. But the image you threw out, not a positive one.
Eric in Nashville, got about a minute and a half. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, George, I'm going to make it pretty quick. First of all, a couple of things on baseball. I know you've got to be happy that the Braves are going to keep the name of the Atlanta Braves, although they've said that I think they're going to try and discourage the Tomahawk Chop. They said they're not going to actually, I guess, play the music for that. But I guess leave it up to the fans. And also whether or not we get Major League Baseball here, I don't know if we will or not. I've heard talk about maybe being Nashville Stars, possibly have minority ownership. The only bad part about it is if that does happen, of course, we probably wouldn't have the Sounds anymore, which that would be one thing I'd hate to see if we do get Major League. But one other little quick thing, George, I want to talk about, of course, the deadline's coming Wednesday first for Texas. But not only that, the franchise tag deadline, and there's 14, 15 players out there. And they said, of course, two of the bigger names, of course, are Dak Prescott and Derrick Henry, whether or not they're going to go on certain long-term deals. A lot of people think that there may be one or two players get done, but others said that nothing may get done. It's just going to be interesting to see. But I would say, like, with the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, it's just like, why didn't this deal get done before now? And it does appear he has all the leverage, but it Pierce, he's not going to get signed, and it wouldn't shock me if Derrick Henry doesn't get signed a long-term deal by Wednesday. I'm hoping that'll happen, but I just don't know if I see it. George, it's always good to talk to you. Take care. We'll talk to you again.
Hey, same here. Terry, in 30 seconds or less, what goes down with Derrick Henry?
I think they're still working, trying to get something done, but the deadline is rapidly approaching, so I think it's hit or miss right now.
Deadline's Wednesday?
Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So right while we're on the air.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be able to report on it. We'll go to our final break and then come back with a quote that will have you howling in the aisles.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So, what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene, so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up. Because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game changing, summer escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Cole Custer, the rookie, took home the win from Kentucky Speedway over the weekend. Up next is the All-Star Race on Wednesday and Texas Motor Speedway on the weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Cole Custer, and you're listening to The Final Lap.
And like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Terry. Oh, Terry.
Yes.
Listen closely. Logan Morrison plays for the Twins now. Is that correct?
Yes, I guess that's right.
Listen to this quote from him. When asked about playing with no fans in the stands, quote, "For me, it's not going to be that difficult. I played for the Rays and the Marlins." That is beautiful.
He's not wrong.
No, he is not. So, I don't guess there's anything else we need to get into.
Hey, one thing I'll say. Do you honestly believe, George Plaster, that the Tomahawk chop, it will not happen? You think those fans are not going to do that? Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's going there.
I don't know unless you arrest them.
So you better get a bunch of cops out there quick, because that's happening.
Come playoff time, that does get pretty popular. Let's just hope they have a reason to need it. Okay, we're done for today. We'll do all of this again tomorrow. And sitting in the on-deck circle, the one and only Johnny Ballpark Franks. He is next on WNSR.